A lot of people don't know this, but I didn't go to college for radio. I just got lucky and I won a radio contest. But I always dreamed, Alex, of being a news reporter and delivering the news that people need to know every day, every morning, all the time.
Well, there you go. Here it is.
Well, to be fair, nobody would hire me for that, but I do have time during the show to do it. It's called Joe's Need to Know News. Please listen. President Trump, his Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, proposed to cut $18 million in funding to Special Olympics earlier this week, and people were not happy, I being one of them. Trump has put an end to all the talk, though, telling reporters at the White House that he's given the order to fund the organization like was originally planned. So, not sure about how it all happened, but I'm glad to hear that that money ain't going anywhere. That was like 10% of their budget, and I think all of our Special Olympics people deserve to have that. There's a picture going viral now for the past couple of days, and I don't know, does anybody on the show even eat bagels besides me? I love bagels.
Yeah, I like bagels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how do you normally cut a bagel? Like, cut it in half?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, this thing was going viral. They were saying this person's a sick individual, but it actually makes a lot of sense. They'd take the bagel, keep it intact, but they'd cut it like bread. They'd slice it like bread.
Like vertically?
Yes. What do you think of that?
It was definitely bizarre looking, but then all these people that I know from St. Louis were like, yeah, this is completely normal.
I've never heard of that before.
I've never heard of that.
That's just a thing they do there, I guess. They just order all their bagels. Like, when you live in St. Louis, like, it's normal to call, like, a Panera or a bakery and be like, hey, give me your bagels bread sliced.
But then how do they eat it?
They just...
It's just thin slices. Like, yeah. You just put a little bit on compared to, like, a big, round, like, piece.
So you only have, like, a little slice of the bagel? You don't have the whole bagel?
Well, you probably have several slices. But, yeah, it's just, I'd say, like, maybe if they slice it into 8 vertical, you have 4 of them, which would be half the bagel.
That just seems, like, hard to manage.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea. I want to try it now.
They said that they're living in 2032 and all the rest of us are in, like, you know, 2019. See, like, they're ahead of the curve on
like
this.
Our simulation's not as fast as theirs.
I like the bagels because you only have like one piece in your hand. You can eat it on the go. If you have multiple slices, it's like hard to eat it on the go and hold it all.
Liv is right about that.
I'm going to try it this weekend and see what people say to me because people online were going crazy. Somebody was horrified in one tweet. They said, you should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you? All right, this is awesome. I love baseball. One of my favorite sports. I used to love to play it, but I love watching it. I know some people poo-poo and say it's so boring, but this is cool. Texas Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus just used the song Baby Shark as his walk-up music. That's when a batter goes from the dugout and actually walks on up to go take a swing. Listen to this yesterday. The whole stadium's going crazy. The kids are loving it.
Smart.
Oh my God, that's going to get annoying after a while, but I love it. Now, why do you guys think he did that?
I don't see how that can't be great.
People yes, he's told a reporter, he's like, so why do you have Baby Shark? He's like, well, my son loves that song.
Yeah, I was going to say he did it for the kids.
Yeah.
So I think that's great. Cute. All right, bad news for all my winos out there. You might as well start smoking while you're at it. Having a bottle of wine a week could be as bad as having 5 to 10 cigarettes when it comes to the risk of cancer.
Holy cow, that's crazy.
My wife's going to die soon then. Love you, Lindsay, RIP. Depending on your gender, when it comes to women drinking one bottle of wine per week, it increases the risk of cancer. Just as if you had smoked 10 cigarettes in a week. For men, drinking a bottle of wine in a week increases the risk of cancer just like you had smoked 5 cigarettes, which is nice that at least it affects women more than men, you know?
I guess.
And population control.
Another unfair thing that women have to deal with, right? You can't even enjoy a glass of wine the same way as a man can. All right, we're very politically incorrect here on the Joe and Alex show, and it's time to change that. There's a new politically incorrect word. Do you know what it is? Any guesses? Anything you've heard people complaining about?
Something stupid.
No, I don't know what it is.
Probably something as simple as like apple or something is now bad.
No, we're going to get to that though. The politically incorrect word is cyclist.
Why?
Researchers in Australia, so down under, found the term cyclist can dehumanize someone on a bike.
You know what?
Hold on, Alex. See, there you go again, being politically incorrect. The drivers, they say, and drivers who use it can be more dangerous around cyclists because they don't think of them as, quote, completely human. So what should you say instead of cyclist?
Bike traveler.
That's a good one.
Pedestrian.
That's a good one, Alex. Come on, be politically correct for once.
Idiot.
Nope. There you go. People on bikes. You should say those are people on bikes, okay. Not cyclists.
That's what a cyclist is. It's a person on a bike.
Why do you have to dehumanize everything, Alex?
I truly do not think I've ever used the word cyclist in my life. Like, if I saw someone
riding a bike.
I'm usually like, on a bike. Get out of my lane.
Exactly. Look at that guy on that bike. He's being so slow. It's not like I'm like, oh, this cyclist.
Unless you're like, I don't know who the modern day Lance Armstrong is, pre-doping and all that, when he used to be a true American hero. I don't care. You shouldn't be on a bike in the road. That's just me, though. I know everybody's going to hate me for it, but I don't care.
I think we should say humans on bikes, not people's on bike. Because, like, or person on bike. What about animal?
You're too politically
like
correct.
Like Dumbo.
Or like a bear riding
Would
a bike at the circus.
Would you call a dog a person or a people? You call it a dog.
Right.
So why do
humans
we...
on bikes, not people on bikes.
But a people is just a human, not an animal.
Joe, why did you bring this up?
Be politically correct.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't make sense.
All right. Okay.
And finally, Alex, this might scare you the most out of anybody because you're always getting stuff delivered to your place as far as food. A doorbell camera captured a DoorDash delivery driver appearing to take a sip of the very milkshake he's about to deliver to a house in California.
I always worry about that.
That is so gross.
Now, here's what's worse. The family didn't know what had happened until the next morning when they checked the footage. The homeowner said that the guy kind of, was sipping on it and then put it back in the tray and handed it, knocked on the door and handed it over. And it looks like he didn't even think twice before doing it. They said they're glad nobody got sick from the incident, but the experience left them with a sour taste in their mouth.
Okay, I didn't need that play on words.
Yeah, now they all want an apology from DoorDash and a promise that it won't happen again. Yeah, here's the thing. The homeowner took the footage, sent it to DoorDash. 2 weeks later, no response.
Are you serious?
According to the family, they have not heard back yet. That's according to them.
I don't get that. Because when I have problems with a DoorDash order or whatever, if I contact them, they call me back within like 5 minutes.
I guarantee that I would have noticed. Because when you slurp up the milkshake through the straw, you see the milkshake come up the straw. So if someone handed me a milkshake with a straw in it and I see it up the straw, I'm like, no. Like
You don't think he had an extra straw, or he could have been smart? I'm thinking on the spot here. If you do have the straw in there, and that's not gross because I'd say, no, give me a new straw, you can just simply grossly blow the milkshake back into the drink.
Oh, my, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, how would Joe do it? How would I do it?
Crossing the line for pork chop.
Then they would have seen that on the camera.
Wait, are you delivering food too? Because I know you Uber and Lyft drive.
No, actually, I turned Uber Eats off.
Don't you guys see like Pork Chop would be like an Uber Eats guy where he's like, sorry, there was fries at the bottom of your bag, and I figured why not have a few of them?
No, I don't want to deal with that.
Okay, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all the gross stuff and the cute stuff out online at joeandalexshow.com.